They're here in their traveling maroon uniforms right down to our left. Germantown Hills will be the home team, though, with the whites trimmed in blue and black. CMH offers advanced orthopedic techniques to eliminate pain and restore flexibility and movement. Call Crawford Memorial Hospital and ask them how they can help you. What do you think? That's the coach over there in the blue and white striped checkered pants.
He's quite the sport, if that's
the case. I think that's him. I think that's the head coach.
That might be.
Could very well be.
Looks like the trim on UK's basketball
uniform. Well, pretty much. TJ Tingley, State Farm agent. See, Team Tingley State Farm office at the corner of Main and Robb in Robeson. Let them help you manage all of your everyday risk, including banking and insurance. And you know, with Weber Jewelry and Gifts, one of our sponsors today, and I got a feeling Todd could be working. It's Christmas.
I'm sure it's a struggle, but I bet he'll be here.
Yeah, may have to. Not his listing in. Weber Jewelry and Gifts, they offer the largest selection of diamond and colored jewelry in the area. Diamond stud earrings starting at $99 and hundreds of fine diamond engagement rings. From the ordinary to the extraordinary, remember, for 35 years, Todd has never bought a diamond seeing it first. Neither should you, Weber Jewelry and Gifts. You know, we kind of give him a hard time about decorating that jewelry store. I think his girls did all the work, and he takes all the credit. Not sure.
We heard about that the first time, though. I'm not sure I'm going to say anything this time.
It's impressive. On the west side of the square and take a look.
Yeah, he's got a nice place.
First National Bank of Robeson Oblong, proud to support the Lady Raiders here today, offering checking, savings, loans, certificates of deposit, online banking, and more to accommodate all of your banking. See the helpful staff at either location, Robeson Oblong. Just bet you Cheryl Bunton's listening in today, big Crawford County sports supporter and the bank there at the First National Bank, Robeson Oblong. Teams continue to loosen up. We're about 4 minutes away from the national anthem and the introduction of the starters here, this state final Elite Eight game. Germantown Hills just outside Peoria. That won't put you on the spot, but don't you feel the key is got to cut down our turnovers and this first few minutes get acquainted to what we're going to do here on this floor?
Yeah, I think so. You know, just getting acclimated to the gym. It's kind of an airy gym, super high ceilings. You know, it's everything white. It just, I don't know, it's bright. So anyway, the girls are down here, like you said, warming up. They weren't able to practice on the floors. I guess that's against state rules now. So I was hoping they'd get a practice in here yesterday and maybe do some of that, but that was not the case. So Coach Brookman had them out as early as possible, and nice place. You know, we don't know exactly what we're matching up against, but we know it's the hometown team, and this is their gym. So certainly makes a difference, you know.
Our girls came up last night, spent the evening in an area motel. Of course, the Germantown kids slept in their own bed. We'll see how that's going to be. But
yeah,
I think our kids are wired. They're good to go.
Yeah, I think so. Looking out here at Germantown, you know, size-wise, things like that, looks like we match up pretty good. They've got, noticing one girl out here that's going to be a few inches taller maybe than Callie Dickerson and Elizabeth Shea. But other than that, I think we're physically, it looks like we're going to match up fine. So I think you said it initially, Mike. I think if we take care of the basketball better than we have, you know, these first couple of the last couple games in the tournament, and, you know, continue to play the defense like we play, that I don't worry about, because we've seen out of these girls that's consistent. And quite honestly, we know you do that, you're going to stay in ball games. Now we take care of the ball and shoot, you know, fairly decent. You know, I think we can beat about anybody. So hopefully the girls have that in them today, and I look forward to seeing that. And we've got a really talented group. They're fun to watch. And anything like that sectional final, and I know I struggled to sit down, you know. So
it was a game.
Fantastic,
wasn't it?
Basketball game.
Lots of kids filing in. Going to be a great atmosphere for this class 3 in the 8th grade state finals here in Germantown Hills this morning as the clock winding down. I'm going to say we got here early and no popcorn. They didn't bring it in, so no popcorn report brought to you by Odie Electric. I know Odie's listening in, so sorry, buddy, but they wouldn't pop it this early, I guess. So out of luck on that one.
I would like to issue a special thank you to CMH. I know that I talked to Coach Beals. Fields, I should say. A few minutes ago, we had 84 right up on the Pep buses. I know the Trimbles and I brought another 6, so that's at least 90 kids plus 11 cheerleaders. And we would like to give a special thank you to CMH for taking care of our kids, taking care of the buses, taking care of lunches throughout the day and things. And that's a really special thing. And just another example of how great our community is.
Okay, folks, starting to line up, put our phones on vibrate. We haven't already done that here. Ryan? And we'll have a national anthem here momentarily. You can listen in when they do that.
Good luck to everyone today. It is our expectation that all fans will conduct themselves.
PA announcer making some last-minute announcements. So we sat directly across from the center of the floor. And we're kind of listening in. It's live radio. We're not going to take breaks. We'll stay right here. Okay.
Are here cheer for our teams and not against anyone. A kindly reminder that water and food are allowed in our gymnasium. However, soda, Powerade, and Gatorade are not.
Okay.
This morning's contest is being played under the rules of the Illinois.
Still giving some announcements.
Officials for this morning's game are Mr. Derek Rutledge, Mr. Ron Goodman, and Mr. John Grifford.
So the official I've not seen before.
Like
from this area, in the Peoria area.
Please stand.
Okay, here comes the national anthem. Listen in. Georgetown Hills plays the national anthem. Okay, a pretty tape of the grade school chorus here playing, singing the national anthem. It was nicely done. Great crowd from Robinson making it to the game here today. I noticed the superintendent of community unit number 2 in the crowd, as Josh Quick, came up. He may have came with the buses for that matter, but good to see him in the crowd. And the Raiders will be going to introduce all the all the Raiders come out on the floor. Everyone gets introduced here at the state final. Kylie Weber, Elizabeth Shea, Grace Gower, Faith Watts, Reagan Manhart, Madeline Myers, Addison McNair, Anna Hargrave, and Kate Chasen, the bench. And then we'll have the starters come out. So coming out, everybody lining up on the floor, and the five starters will be introduced. Takes all of them to make a team, though. You practice, you've got to have everybody involved, and you might have five that play a little bit, but everybody gets to make.
Yeah, and they're still young. I mean, you could have some girls blossom out of here that, you know, aren't getting a lot of playing time now. You never know.
Yeah, you just never know. Taylor Blank, Alexia Zane, Kelly Dickerson, and Caitlin Jones for Raider coach Kelly Brookman. Longtime basketball, girls basketball coach, athletic director at Robinson High School. Eric Dean, the athletic director here at the middle school, and he's down on the floor. Watching the cheerleaders who made the trip over. A few. Yep, good. Yeah, we need to get that one. Emma Hernandez, Sheila Terry, Lucy Mishler, Ella Russell, and Isabel Vanderchap are the starters for Germantown Hills. They're the Warriors. Van Scharf, considered their best player, we'll keep an eye on here today. Day's Pest Service can help you with not only the treatment of pests, but also Help prevent unwanted pests. Call Dave's Pest Service and put their 30 years of experience to work. Bryan Auto Center, home of the 10-minute oil change. Happy to be involved here in the youth basketball programs throughout Robinson, Crawford County. Lions checking some names in the crowd. It's good that we're setting in the Germantown Hills section right here in the top row. And getting some clarification on a name there.
Yeah, number 11 is pronounced, it's Mishler.
Mishler,
Lucy,
yeah.
Lucy Mishler.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Isabel Vandershop.
Okay.
Key player to keep an eye on. Good size. And both teams now have been introduced. We're about ready to get this Elite Eight quarterfinal match underway. Basketball game here in Germantown Hills, Illinois. Crowd making some noise. That's the Robinson crowd across the way. Place starting to fill up. Check the seating capacity. I'd say we're in that 600 range, though, for this kind of gymnasium. It's pushing a good 400 right now. They're still filing in. The next game, folks coming. All right, ready to go. Dickerson puts it on the floor, and it's Marissa Zane that steals it. Over to Jones, ball heading out of bounds, and the Raiders will hang on to it. Just underway, 6 minute quarters. What do we got here? Okay.
Change of possession, there you go.
Change that arrow. Alexia Zane drops it off to Jones. Caitlin Jones with another dribble, top of the key. And Germantown wants to match up man to man. Over to Marissa Zane. It's right-handed, takes it right side, give and go, ball on the floor, a scramble for it, out it comes, Jones takes a shot, off the iron, there's Dickerson with a rebound, back up strong with a left hand, missed that, Vandersheff off with the rebound for the Warriors of Germantown Hills, kick it to the corner, driving baseline, pull it out, Dickerson, a nice job cutting off the drive, back out top, Vandersheff drives through, and it's ripped loose. Getting a hand on it was Dickerson. Now Jones takes it coast to coast on the rim. Missed a shot. Ball loose on the floor, and we're chasing it down. There's Jones with it. Over to Marissa Zane. This is to her sister Alexa. Long three hits the side of the iron. No good. Into the crowd. Knocked out of bounds by Germantown Hills. Ryan, their coach is wearing those fancy pants. You got to get a pair of those.
I don't know if you'll see those on me.
It's Kentucky Wildcat stuff.
Yeah, you certainly won't see him in that color.
No. Here we go. Alexia Zane with it on the inbounds play. Drives left side, and the ball tipped out of bounds again. I'd say the Warriors, handsy, they're getting their hands around the basketball, tipping it away. Raiders inbound to Jones. Caitlin with it. Here in the left wing, outside the three. Tries to drive. To Alexia. Back to Jones. Now Marissa Zane drives right side. This is underneath the Dickerson. Ball batted back out. Over to Jones. Head faked, and she walked with it. Turnover from the left wing. Caitlin was going to drive with it. Just a little too quick with the feet.
Yeah.
No score yet. 4:39 to play first quarter. Warriors get the basketball into Vandersheff across the 10-second line. Drops it off here to Mishler. Looks like she'll be the point guard. Raiders match up man-to-man. I'm not sure they're in the man-to-man.
Yeah, man-to-man.
Vandershift tries to drive on the glass. High, bank it in. Vandershift with the first field goal. We got a foul called on the Raiders.
Foul
them. Put it up on the board over here. Maybe didn't, though, did they? Well, that's not good news.
I think it was on Taylor Blank.
Free throw from Vandershift short. Rebound off to Marissa Zane. We go the other way. Drives on the bucket, high on the glass. Can't get the shot to go down. Got her own rebound that she was out of bounds. They give it back to German Hills.
I'm going to give the foul to Blank. We'll check that at halftime, but I think it was on Taylor.
They got a board. They need to use it. Vandershift, this girl's a player, left-handed. Drives on the bucket, on the glass, and it's in.
Got to take a charge there.
She's got four. She motored pretty well, coast to coast with the ball. Now it's ball loose on the floor, tied up, and there'll be a jump ball coming. Nope. Yep, there's a jump ball call. Tied up between Alexia Zane and Emma Hernandez here at the center of the court. And I think the Raiders wanted to talk about it. Timeout on the floor taken by Kelly Brookman. 4-0, the Warriors with an early lead. For free insurance estimates, investment planning, see Mike, Dan, or Steve at Tracy Insurance Investments. The Oblong and Robinson locations. Sparks Auto, specializing in heavy-duty vehicle maintenance and utilizing the latest in automotive diagnostic and repair technology to get your car running smooth. Again, this guy's happy to sponsor Raider basketball here at the state finals in Germantown Hills this morning. The Vandersheff girl, pretty solid.
Yeah, we're seeing she's a load quick, Mike. She's their tallest, you know, most physical player, and we're seeing real quick that she can obviously handle the ball real well. She took that last one coast to coast, and we see that as good a player as she is, we've got to set up early and try to get her in the foul trouble, take some charges. She's aggressive and obviously a real player.
They've changed that arrow, Ryan. Kelly's not happy with it. The officials gathered up, and either they didn't flip it the last time, but we're going to lose control of the ball here. We thought we had it when Kelly took the timeout.
So they debated at the jump ball. They got it. We stole the ball, and yeah, they've given that possession to us. That's not right. That should have been a possession them.
Yeah.
Coach Brookman's correct there. That's the wrong call.
She doesn't take the timeout if she knows this is going to happen.
That's right. That's a bad call by them right there.
Ball inbounds to the Warriors. They've got it across the 10-second line. Dish underneath into a crowd. Vandershelf comes up with it. And then go baseline, and nice cut off defense. Taylor Blank put the pressure on Sheila Terry, and she stepped out of bounds. So Blank cut off the drive. Nice job by her. That's some full court pressure applied by the Warriors. Marissa Zane, trouble, and fouled as she tried to dish it off to Dickerson. That's on number 11 for them.
Yeah, I think it's on Mishler. Yep. I almost wish the foul hadn't happened. We had Callie Dickerson wide open under the basket.
Marissa Zane with it. Over to her sister, Alexia Zane. Now into the corner to Jones. Down low, and the ball stolen. Stolen back by Jones. Has it ripped loose. Came back down with it to Dickerson. Picks it off to Alexa Zane outside the three-point line. Over to her sister, Marissa. Drives in the paint, down low to Dickerson, shot up and in. And Dickerson from Marissa Zane, give her the assist. It was a pretty pass. Dickerson with a left-handed layup, put it in the hole, it's 4-2. And now George Germantown throws it away.
Good.
Raiders will get it back.
Second turnover, last two possessions by Germantown. Keep up the defensive pressure.
Raiders have it. The Warriors are going to pick him up at half court.
Yeah, fall off the press after we beat that pretty easy.
It's Jones with it. Again, to the left side, drops it off to Dickerson. Got the shot up, partially blocked, and a rebound off to Vandersheff. Over to Mishler, and she fires ahead down low. And last touch by the rim underneath to Ella Russell. Ball out of bounds to the Warriors here on their home floor. Swing it out quickly. Down low they go to Vandersheff. Right-handed shot. They're going to call her for traveling.
Travel. Third turnover.
They put that in right-handed after shooting the layups left-handed.
Yeah, she's a player. You have to deny her.
Yeah, to keep an eye on
everything
her.
Everything they can do, yeah.
Biggest girl on the floor.
Taylor Blank draws the assignment. She's probably our best defensive player, especially from a post standpoint.
Jones dives underneath. Shot coming from Blank up. Oh, rolled off the iron. Vandersheff with the rebound. Brings it up herself. Right-handed dribble. Goes coast to coast. In traffic. Banked it off the glass. She's got all six of her points. And it's 6-2. Warriors with the early lead. Here's Zane. Marissa, pull up 15-footer. Got it. Let right wing, and Marissa Zane, nothing but net. 6-4, 2:04 to play in the quarter, and there's a steal knocked out of bounds by Zane, and that was Marissa again. Tell you what, last couple nights ago in Teutopolis, she willed the Raiders that last 90 seconds. She wasn't going to be denied.
Yeah, she had six steals in that game in a huge last second.
Raiders token pressure in the backcourt. The Warriors bring it up. Hischler across the 10-second line on the dribble. Feeds off right side to Russell. And they drive inside, a reach-in foul on the floor.
Wow, that's touchy.
Real touchy.
Wow.
That's going to be on Taylor Blank.
I think that's her second, Mike. Taylor's one of our key players on the
board. Yeah, must have been, because here comes Elizabeth Shea. Yeah.
We're switching Alexia Zane to Vandershaft to try some of her quickness. Alexia is kind of known to be our best on-the-ball defender, so. Oh, wow.
Oh, that's an inbounds play.
Wow.
Vandershaft with it on the inbounds play. They set a little pick when you're clear out, and she had an uncontested layup, and now it's 8-4. She's got all eight of their points.
She hadn't missed a shot either.
Alexia Zane, well outside the arc, goes to the dribble. And a ball loose on the floor, knocked out of bounds by the Warriors, down to 1:29 left first quarter. They'll make a substitution. A
couple of them.
McKenzie.
Oh, I believe.
That's hung up. That guy's not going to look at that. He got it, the referee able to get it. Okay, get that straightened up. Lady Raiders have it out of bounds.
Always good to have one young official.
Yeah, the other guy's not getting it. Be a news story if he got the net down. Turnover, and the Warriors steal it. They fired ahead. That's a travel. Turning it over, just coming in off the bench. McKenzie Bushi turns the ball over. Couldn't stop. 8-4. Raiders down 4 here with the basketball. 1:17 to play first quarter. So over to her sister, and they tried to feed it underneath. A nice hustle from Dickerson, but recovered by the Warriors, and they'll bring it up quickly. Here on the right side, Bushi with it over to Vandershaw. Drives the bucket, kicks off right side. I don't know if anyone's taking a shot but her.
I think you might be right on that, Mike. I don't have anybody else listed.
No. Warriors with the basketball, and they're going to throw it away. It's in the backcourt. Jones chases it down. Caitlin's got it. Fires it underneath to Marissa Zane, high on the glass, and she'll drill it. 8-6. Raiders down a bucket. 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Right in this. And they're going to take it. Nearly stolen. Vandershaft's got it. Takes it herself. And we're all over. And she got the shot off. Missed. Rebound back to the Warriors. Now a shot from the outside. And that's good. Olivia Taylor with the bucket off the bench. And it's back to a four-point deficit. 10-6. Marissa Zane picks up the dribble. Feeds off to Jones. Down to 3 seconds. Got to get it up. She throws it towards the bucket. There's the horn. We're at the end of one. The Raiders are down 10-6 to the Germantown Hills Warriors here in the Elite Eight State Finals Tournament. Trophy Room, 48 years in business. See the Trophy Room in Ellen Reese and Robinson for trophies, banners, and ribbons to help celebrate your achievements and milestones. And Premier Auto Detail Plus, offering detailing and accessories on most types of vehicles along with auto repair and headlight restoration. Happy to support Raider basketball here at the State Finals in Germantown Hills, Illinois, just outside Peoria. Well, the Vandershaft girl is going to have to be dealt with.
Yeah, she's the real deal, and it's pretty deliberate and strong, so we've got to talk about setting up for some charges, try to draw some fouls on her because she's hard to deal with. She's got the size, and she can handle the basketball, so I had her 4 for 5 from the field, so she doesn't miss much either because, you know, she's strong enough to get inside quick. So.
Handles the ball well with both hands.
Yeah.
And a good-sized girl. I thought the Raiders have done a good job trying to get the ball inside to Dickerson. And they've moved the ball well. I don't, you know, we're not having a problem with that. We've just got to get a few more in the hole early.
Yep. We lead on the turnover side. I mean, we're doing a good job there, I should say. Germantown, we created 5 turnovers out of them. We only had 3. We've got to watch forcing it inside. We're going to have to cover a couple times to open that back up.
Raiders have it out of bounds. Lexia gets it into her sister, Marissa. Over to Jones. Caitlin drives right side. One to take the shot. Dishes underneath to Shea. Kicks it out. And a 15-footer coming from Alexa Zane. No good. Ball tipped out long and controlled by the Raiders. There's Alexia with it again on the dribble. Over to Marissa Zane. Gets a pick from Shea. Drives on the bucket around Vandershaft. Up short. Rebound grabbed and taken down by Germantown Hills. The Warriors fire it down court. And a foul on Alexia Zane as she got a pretty good hit on Olivia Taylor. And on Alexia, that'll be her first foul. Team's third. We're in the second quarter, down 10-6. And the Raiders battling a pretty good team from Germantown Hills. Baseline jumper, no good. Vandersheff with a rebound, and she's fouled. This may go on Alexia, too. We'll check it.
Yeah, that's number two on her real quick. It's tough right there.
So Vandersheff at the free throw line where she'll have two. It's 8 of their 10 points. Going to bring Kylie Weber off the bench. Free throw from Vandersheff is good on the front end. And Kylie Weber checking in for Alexia Zane.
Kylie, a great athlete, checking in, and very scrappy on the defensive side of the ball, so I look to see good things out of her.
Vandersheff makes them both. That's 10 for her. And the Warriors going to make a substitution of next dead ball. They'll make a 12-6. Here's Weber with it. Fires it over to Jones. Jones on the dribble to Marissa Zane. They know who she is, doubling up on her. Over to Jones. Jones drives in the paint. Can't get the shot off. Weber will from the wing. Off the iron, no good. Rebound cleared by the Warriors, and we go the other way. Here's Vandersheff. They call that a blocking foul.
That's what we were looking for. Somebody draw that charge. Marissa, I think, had one set up. The refs weren't ready for it there, Mike.
That's on Marissa Zane. Just a step slow, I guess. Vandersheff back to the free throw line.
Germantown's gone to the 2-3 zone on the defensive side, so we're going to have to get some shots from the outside of the ball.
This is the front end. She'll get one more and a couple of substitutions on now. Trey Carey back in the game along with Nora Johnson, who will play here in the first half for the Warriors. 12-6, the Raiders down, and Vandersheff at the free throw line. Made one of two. Got 11 of their 13 points.
Yep.
13-6. Here's Jones. Drops it off inside to Dickerson. Back out to Marissa Zane. Pull up 10-footer. No good. Rebound. Fought for. And there's Shea with it. Back to Marissa. Drives on the bucket. Oh, and she's fouled going to the hole. Missed the bucket, but she'll go to the free throw line and shoot twice.
Good rebound by Callie there.
34. Nora Johnson with a foul for the Warriors. Marissa will get two at the free throw line. See, we're getting our shots. Just got to get a few more to fall through the net.
Yeah.
Missed that front end of the free throw.
Marissa's doing a good job driving the hole. Our two bigger girls, Elizabeth Shea and Callie Dickerson, are going to have to think about taking the shots. They're looking to pass out too quick, I think, underneath there. We need them to score too.
Missed them both. Vandersheff off of the rebound. Didn't see that happen too much.
No.
Vandersheff coast to coast. Missed it at the other end. And a rebound cleared by Jones for the Raiders. Take a look at that net down there, Ryan, at the right end. That weird?
Yeah.
Jones kind of hung up on the.
Yeah, and really right. Short net here and then a super long net on this end of the court.
Yeah, idea.
Two totally different sides there.
There's Marissa, three. And she nailed it. Marissa Zane cutting into that lead, 13-9. And Brookman wants a timeout. Coach Kelly Brookman calls time. Raiders down four. Zane nailing a three here on the left wing. She's got 2-4-7 of our 9 points. Dickerson with a field goal. Burke Auction and Realty, if you're ready to buy or sell, give them a call. You can visit their website, burkeauctionrealty.com, and browse current real estate and commercial property listings and upcoming auctions. And Reinhold Teichmann-Brink, LLC, a diverse practice law firm concentrating in various areas, including personal injury, workers' compensations, oil and gas, estates, criminal defense, and employment discrimination. Proud to support Raider basketball here at the state tournament in Germantown Hills. Did a little better that last kind of a two-minute period. Talking to Coach Brookman the other day, she said, you know, we tried to divide that game up into two-minute segments and try to win each one, and did much better that last 2 minutes.
Yeah, Marissa came through with the big three there, and our defensive side looked a little better. We've got to really fight these last 4 minutes as two of our better defensive players, Taylor Blank and Alexia Zane, are probably going to both have to ride this first half out on the bench and save them for the second half. So we look to use Kylie Weber here and Elizabeth Shea, two players that are excellent basketball players and can do the work. We just gotta make it happen right here for these last 4 minutes.
And Germantown. That's what we need. Turnover. Yep. 13-9, 3:59 to play in the half. John and Kim Brimberry listening into the game out there south of town today.
Yeah. I figured you'd have Kim working today, doing something.
Give him a day off
or something.
Give those retired people a little time.
She might tell you when she works, don't she?
Yeah, I think so. Here's Zane with him. Marissa on a dribble. Double teamed. Over to Jones. She'll get a look at the three. And too strong. Rebound on the floor,
that's
though.
Tough. That's tough.
That belongs to the Raiders. Fumbled out of bounds by Vandersheff. 13-9. Raiders down four. We got to take it out, guys.
That's a good shot by Caitlin Lowe, and she can hit that shot. That'll help us open up the middle, taking a couple threes. Get Callie some points inside.
This is Zane into
there
Weber.
There she is. Kylie. There she is.
She got hacked pretty good.
Yeah, she did.
No call. Back to Marissa Zane. Inside.
Nice pass. Shea. Nice
dips.
Pass.
Oh, dips it off. Tried to dump it to Dickerson. Just a high pass, and Kaylee couldn't come up with it. Turnover to give it back to the Warriors. 3:34 to play here in the first half. These games move quick. Raiders setting up defensively. The Warriors are looking for their go-to.
Yeah.
And they tried to get it there and fumbled it away. Vandersheff couldn't hang on to it.
Kylie out on the point guard. Good pressure on that. And we've moved Marissa Weber now to Vandersheff. So she's drawing a lot of attention and three different defenders now at this point.
Here's Marissa Zane in the front court. Goes right side. Threw it. Tried to dump it off to her sister. Threw it away. And Vandersheff out with it. She's going coast to coast. Dumps it right side. Skip the ball around the perimeter. Won't take the three, though.
Travel.
Might have walked with it. Vandersheff with it. Baseline. Marissa Zane shuts her off.
Marissa playing good defense.
What a Germantown girls get it now. It's Vandersheff from three. That's an air ball.
Excellent. Let's go. Take it, Kylie.
Up to the steal. It's Germantown driving in the paint. Down low. They go up on the glass block.
Nice defense by Callie.
Dickerson and in a foul.
Yep. Excellent.
Dickerson got in here and battled for it. And foul on Emma Hernandez. Their third team foul. Ball out of bounds with 2:35 to play in the half.
Nice strong play by Allie Dickerson.
Raiders starting to look a little more comfortable.
Vandersheff checking out for these last 2.5 minutes, Mike. We got to take advantage.
Yeah, she went to the bench. Marissa Zane, top of the key, steps around her defender.
Germantown's in a 2-3 zone.
Trying to go to Dickerson. She's got the basketball outside the arc.
See Marissa penetrate it. There it is.
Over to Jones, and can't get the bounce. Rebound pulled out by the Warriors. They push it up the right-hand side, down low. They kick it down to the baseline. Now you got to wonder where the shot's going to come from. It's going to be on the left wing. Air ball, and picked up by Shea. Shea over to Marissa Zane. She's at the point. Vandersheff back at the scorers table. She's coming back in.
Germantown in the man defense now.
Weber from the wing. No good. Short off the iron. Rebound.
Down to the yep, nice down job, there. Callie.
That was Elizabeth Shea. That's Dickerson.
That's going to go to the free throw line. Yeah.
Yeah, Dickerson did a free throw line for two.
Good shot. Good shot by Callie. Kylie Weber. She was open on the wing, and I thought that was in, but great rebound by Callie Dickerson.
Dickerson too strong on the free throw. Well, we need to hit
these.
Those.
Yeah.
Here's Vandersheff back into the game.
I was hoping she was out till half.
140, 149. 149 left in the first half. 13-9. Raiders down. Free throw. Second one. No good. Vandersheff with a rebound. Looking up the court as she dribbles it right handed. Kicks it off to the baseline.
Take
down
charge,
low
guys.
And up. Missed a shot.
Get it, Callie.
Won't go in either. And the rebound cleared there by Shea. Over to Marissa Zane.
Germantown man to man.
Minute and a half to play. Over to Weber. Kelly Weber holds it up high above her head, drops it down low to Dickerson.
Aggressive Callie.
Get it up there. Banks it in. Dickerson with four, and it's a 2-point game. 13-11.
Nice job by Callie. Assist to Kylie Weber.
On the dribble, this is Sheila Terry at the point. Moves it over to Russell. Down low to Vandersheff. Up, missed a shot, and there's Shea with another rebound. 1 minute to go in the half and a chance to tie. Zane slows it down. Marissa on the dribble goes left side. Nearly stolen. Over to Weber. Riley has it. Backs back out. And it's stolen at the top of the key. Driving in. Left side shot up. No good. Rebound grabbed by Jones. Now Jones tries to get it up. Boy, the Warrior girls are aggressive with the defense. Yeah. Down to 27 seconds. Junior high ball pretty hard to hold for the last shot. Weber has it.
Yeah, I think if you get a good one, you got to take it.
And a traveling call. Out of bounds to the Warriors with 18 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Raiders down 13-11.
I love the penetration there. Just got to put the ball down a little earlier, but I mean, you got to take that. She had an open lane. Come on, defense.
Get it over to Van Der Shay. Dumps it down inside.
There you go. Good job, Callie.
Batted away by Dickerson. Back to Van Der Shay. Missed the shot. Rebound, though. Put back and in. Cleaned up the debris, and that's Russell with it. And that's the end of the first half, 15-11. Germantown Hills is going to take the lead in the locker room here on their home floor, and it's Elite Eight quarterfinal contest. Raiders down 4-15-11 here at halftime. And today's broadcast brought to you in part by Jerry Lawhead. Struggling for investment income? Contact Jerry at your Robinson Edward Jones Financial Advisor located across from Crawford Memorial Hospital. Emergency room entrance on North Allen Street, 618-544-4907, member SIPC. And Rah-Rah Soap Company, spreading cheer with our homemade artesian soap, uniquely created by Kelly, Elena, and
Malia.
Help me with that one. Find them on Facebook and Instagram at rawrawsoap.com. Halftime, and the Raiders down 4 in a spirited first half of basketball. You know, obviously we can play with them. I'm not feeling like we're intimidated in any stretch of the way. Once they figure out this Isabel Vandershell, get her under control, and we'll see what happens.
Absolutely, Mike, and I think we started to see that in the second quarter. If you look, she only had a free throw in the second quarter. So 10 of her 11 points coming in the first eight of her 11. She had three free throws in the second quarter. So 8 of her 11 points coming there in the first quarter. So we're starting to figure her out. Marissa Zane actually switched over her due to foul trouble and did an excellent job keeping her out of the lane. And we can't let her drive with a clear path. She's going to put it in. So, you know, in the first quarter, she didn't miss a field goal. Second quarter, she missed four. So we got to figure that out, you know, and continue that. Continue to work on taking the ball, care of the ball a little better. And then a few of our wing outside jumpers fall, and I think we're going to be fine. Callie Dickerson has looked really solid in the first half with some excellent rebounding inside and a couple putbacks. You know, we can continue that. Elizabeth Shea contributed well with four rebounds. And the other thing, Mike, it's a little bit of a syndrome going on right now, but we need to hit our free throws. And those are important coming down to the end. So we'll see how that goes.
Say, Denise Joe, former Maroon basketball star at Robinson High School, listening in today as she's taking in the basketball action. Denise, thanks for checking in with us. Craig and Stephanie Weber enjoying it again today as Raider basketball is a hot topic in Crawford County and Robinson right now. Craig Beals, Robinson High School, is pulled up here alongside. You got to be real proud of your student body and your team.
Oh, my gosh. Couldn't ask for more. We had 84 on the fan bus and 11 cheerleaders. So we're really, really impressed with the turnout. Have a lot of people to thank. Want to say thanks to CMH.
We did that, too. I know they picked up the tab on the buses.
Yeah.
And you're buying lunch on the way home. That's a heck of a deal.
Yeah, that's probably going to be what happens. hopefully the kids are buying some of their lunch. But CMH offered to pay for our admission tickets and get the fan buses up here. So we really appreciate that. Want to say thank you to Chad Brown, one of our school board members. I think he helped coordinate breakfast for our fan bus this morning, brought in donuts and water for the kids. Want to thank Eric Dean and Josh Quick for supervising the fan buses.
Josh is here today. I don't know if he drove one of the buses, but he's here.
No,
I've seen him do that. I've seen your superintendent drive a bus.
Yeah, you know, we just have a shortage of bus drivers right now, and to have a superintendent that's willing to do whatever it takes to get the kids to school or get them wherever. He offered to drive a fan bus today. I think we'd had a third one. He probably would have been behind the wheel, but he's chaperoning this one.
What does this type of experience do to the whole student body back at Nuttall Middle? A team that has this kind of success, does it feed off of everything that goes on?
Make
your day a little easier?
It makes my day busy coordinating all of this, but the kids are just so good because they know it's a privilege, and I couldn't be more proud of them for how appreciative they've been. We've had a lot of pleases and thank yous, and I've had parents and students thank me and along to the bus drivers saying thanks for doing everything that they do to make this happen. It's not easy. And of course, we're responsible for all those kids the whole time and to have them supervised and everything. We're really proud of the effort it takes at school. Hopefully we have a little bit of a comeback here in the second half. If we make it to this evening, that means we also play on Thursday evening. So I've already got a couple of volunteers for fan buses in. So I hope we can pull this one out. But I tell you what, Germantown Hills is a really good basketball team, just really solid fundamentally, and they're a lot of fun to watch play.
At this level, everybody's good.
Yeah.
That's what we've seen before.
Yeah. When we first got here and the gym filled in, I thought, oh, wow, compared to even Germantown Hills, and boy, they filled it up right there about 5 minutes.
Come as far as we did.
Yeah, it was an early morning start. Andy Glosser, my assistant principal, he actually drove the bus with the cheerleaders and a couple others on it so we could get everybody up here, and they're kind of doing me a favor. I have to be somewhere else this afternoon, so everybody's pitching in and doing a great job.
Okay. Thank you for taking the time to visit with
us. You bet, and thank you guys for coming up here, and thank the radio station. Yep. We really do appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, I want to remind everyone out there that the reason we get to broadcast these things is the sponsors here in Crawford County make this happen. If you see any of them, be sure and tell, hey, thanks for putting us on the air and giving these girls an opportunity to play basketball and everybody get an opportunity to listen in on how well they're doing. So if you see any of them, be sure and give them a shout out and say really appreciate you taking the effort to help get this thing live on the radio. And that's Drive-In Theater between Robinson between Oblong and Newton, Pastine Meat Market. Don't forget, they have hog wings, those things. You ever had one of those things?
I have not.
Oh, no. You got to take that. Crawford Memorial Hospital, T.J. Tingley, State Farm Agent. Weber Jewelry there on the square. First National Bank, Robinson Oblong. Sparks Auto on Route 33. The Trophy Room, that's Ellen Reese's place. Tracy Insurance, Ryan's Auto, Premier Auto Detail, Burke Hotch and Realty, Dave's Best Service, Vinyl Kaiklin Brink, Jerry Lawhead, Edward Jones Financial Advisors, and Raw Raw Soap Company as they help make the broadcast here of Raiders basketball live from the state tournament all possible. Be sure and tell them thanks. Well, what do we need to do here in the second half? Got a plan?
It goes back to what we started the broadcast with, honestly, Mike, I believe. And we take care of the basketball, which we've done a much better job of, than we did, honestly, in the sectional final. And obviously still pulled the victory out there. But if we continue to take care of the basketball, got to keep attacking. Marissa is obviously, athletically, I think, a really hard matchup for them. So I'd like to see her continue to penetrate. Kylie Weber showed the ability when she got in to do the same with her quickness. And then Callie and Elizabeth just keep pounding the boards. And then I'd like to see those two go ahead and put those balls back up once they get those rebounds. Because Elizabeth, I had her for four rebounds, and I may have missed one there. But at any rate, I don't think she had any field goal attempts. And I've seen Elizabeth play several games now, and she has the ability to put that ball back up in the lane. So, anyway, we've got to spread the points out a little bit. We need some other girls, to do some scoring. But I think defensive pressure has to stay up, and that's always a key. Maybe, like you said, if we've got Vandersheff figured out at all, I mean, she is probably the best ball player we've seen, in my opinion, so far throughout the tournament. But if we can keep her in check, Mike, this is absolutely a winnable game. Our girls, we've seen real quickly, they match up well. We've got as good a team as is on the floor. So hopefully some breaks fall our way.
Kyle reminding me up in Naperville, Illinois, say the score. It's 15-11. We're down four at halftime, Kyle. And sorry, Don, I didn't have you on the ID. Don Korn, a longtime buddy of mine, but a volleyball coach extraordinaire. He's listening in, Don. Thanks for checking in on us. I want to wish an early birthday to Christy Zane. She's got some kids out here on the floor.
And she would like nothing other than a victory today for her birthday.
Sonia Dirks, also the Dirks family listening in. Heck, those kids play some basketball.
Yeah, and when we've had girls basketball, a lot of it was with the last name of Dirks involved, yeah. As Kelsey.
Kelsey was a heck of a player in Indiana State.
Yeah,
Robinson, she's back in town now. Hopefully she's going to get involved in the girls' basketball program.
Yeah, excited to have her and Brian back in town.
Okay, we caught up. We'll put the phone down for a while and let that cool off. And we're ready to go. Both teams out on the floor. The Raiders down 15-11. Got that score there, Kyle?
Marissa Lettuce with 7, and Callie Dickerson with the other 4. German, what we can do here in the second half.
Germantown Hills with the ball out of bounds. They kick it into Mishler. She takes it right side on the dribble. Raiders match up man-to-man. Goes right underneath to the big girl, Vandership. Now they bring it back outside. And Vandership dropping down. And keep an eye. Marissa chasing her. Zane's got the number on their key player. Back out top. Warriors working around the perimeter. Over to Vandership. Marissa picks her up outside the arc. Takes her right side. And they're traveling, and hey, give some credit. Let's see, that's Jones. Yep. Caitlin Jones pressured up quickly on Lucy Mishler.
Yes, you said it exactly. That was all ball pressure. Excellent job by Caitlin.
And they travel with it, and we've got the basketball down 4. Here's Marissa Zane over to Caitlin Jones there on the left wing. Drops it off. Well, that could have been a reach-hand foul on Vandership. Back to Alexa Zane in the corner to Jones.
And Vandershaft's fronting Callie Dickerson here in the second half, trying to avoid her getting the ball in the post.
Jones from 3, and it comes up short, and a rebound on the floor. But she needs to have one go through the net and then get her back on track. She's a good shooter.
Yeah, Caitlin's got a great shot, just not getting them the fall right now, but we got to have her keep shooting.
Warriors back with it, and they throw it away. Jones with the steal. It's on the floor, though, and tossed out of bounds. I think we can get that one. Yeah. Raiders will have it on the sideline. Coach Kelly Brickman, the last one to touch the basketball there on the bench.
Yeah. Caitlin affects the game in so many other ways, too, Mike. As we said, I mean, that was her third steal right there. Ball well, good height. She's just a heck of a basketball player.
Jones tried to get stopped at the free throw line. Over to Marissa Zane. Marissa Zane on the dribble, top of the key. Drives on the bucket, and the shot up will be short. Ball tipped loose on the floor, grabbed by the Warriors. They push it coast to coast. On the rim, and a foul called on the floor, and that'll go on Marissa Zane. Her second. No score yet here in the second half. 4:28 to play in the third quarter. Ball out of bounds to, they're going to put her on the free throw line. We're going to have shots, I think. It'll be Emma Hernandez. We'll have 2. 4-point game, 15-11. Warriors over the Raiders here in the third quarter in the Elite Eight game. Here on a Saturday morning.
Marissa's our third starter with 2 fouls.
And that one in and out. She'll get one more. It's the Raider crowd making the noise. Shot up and in and out. No good again. And there's Taylor Blank with it. And fumbled away inside the ship. Vandershef shot that one left-handed. She's got 13 now. They're 17 points. 17-11 back to a 6-point deficit. It's been the biggest of the game. They had that lead in the first half as well. Lexa Zane picks up the dribble to Jones. Double up on her. She'll bring it back out. A lot of pressure applied by the Warriors on the Raiders. Jones moves it right side to Zane. Marissa.
Oh, dumps Taylor's
it,
open.
Dumps it inside.
Oh, that's a foul.
Out of bounds, they'll give it to the Raiders. That's twice, I think.
Wow, that is a foul on Vandershaft. We could add 2 early on her in this second half. They didn't call either one of them. Taylor got hacked.
Ball out of bounds to Marissa Zane. Drops it to Dickerson. And then they get a reach-in foul, finally. Is it on Vandershaft?
They're not going to call on her, though. Yeah, they did call on her. Okay. Well, that should be her third. That's only Vandershaft's
first. They got her for 1.
Wow.
Ball out of bounds to the Raiders. Kick it out long to Marissa Zane. She's hit a 3 here in the first half. Drives, pulls it back out. Dishes off to her sister, Lex, on the left wing. Back out to Jones. Now to Marissa, three on the way, and it's short off the iron. That lined up.
Yeah, that looked good.
Rebound to Vandership. She'll push it quickly to the front court to Hernandez. On the glass, up and rolled it in. And that makes it 19-11. Raiders may need a timeout, and there it is. Kelly Brookman takes the timeout on the floor. Raiders down 19-11. Today's broadcast brought to you in part by Drive-In Theater between Oblong and Newton. Palestine Meat Market, Crawford Memorial Hospital, and TJ Tingley, State Farm Agent. A little run coming out of the locker room with 3:24 to play in the third. Germantown Hills has got a little breathing room now at 8, biggest lead of the game.
Yeah, and that's a couple of buckets there, Mike, that we don't typically give up because it was a little bit of a not getting back and losing a man, and you don't see that out of the room defense very often. So I'm sure that's what Coach Brookman's reminding him of. You know, this is – you got to lay it out there, and these girls are known for that, and I believe they will. It's only an 8-point differential, and certainly not something we can't come back from.
Raiders will take it out.
Need a little help.
Alexa needs some help getting the ball in. They find Jones here at half court.
Caitlin really handled the ball well today.
Caitlin across the 10-second line with the dribble. Goes around Hernandez. Kicks it to the corner. The three ball is going to be no good. Dickerson cleans it up. No, that's Taylor Blank.
Yeah.
Taylor Blank there on the weak side. Grab. And we needed that one. So Blank with the field goal pulls us 19-13. Terry with it on the dribble for the Warriors. The defense from the Raiders.
You go to a 2-3 zone for the Maroons. Don't see that very often. I like the call with the size that they have.
Here's Vandershiff in the corner.
Keeper outside.
They're a little frustrated. Don't know exactly how to attack the zone.
Yeah, they didn't expect that.
Oh, she traveled. That's a turnover.
There you go.
Brookman goes to a zone here.
Yeah, great call by the coach right there, Kelly Brookman. They didn't. They were definitely a little shell-shocked there.
Yeah.
Nice
Raiders
call,
back
coach.
With it down 6. 2:33 to play in the third. Here's Dickerson guarded by Vandershiff.
Strong
drops
ball,
it off
girl.
To Jones.
Driver baseline. There you go. That's a foul.
And it's going to be on Hernandez with her second. That should put Jones at the free throw line and a chance for her to get untracked.
See one go through the hole. That's what Caitlin needs here. Be big for the Maroons, too.
She'll have two. The Raiders down 6 and trailed by 8 this quarter. Too strong off the back of the iron.
Gosh, that's a good looking shot.
Hernandez coming out of the game.
Get this last one, Caitlin.
Just, yeah, I can say, she just needs to see one go through.
Yeah. Excellent shooter.
Short. Done. Ball on the floor and grabbed by the Warriors. And it's over to Vandershiff. Now right-handed. Pushes it over to Terry. Back out top. Got an open look at a three, and these girls won't shoot other than Vandershiff.
Maroons go back to the man-to-man. Marissa Zane drawing the assignment on Vandershiff.
Taylor has it over to Vandershiff. Top of the key. They move it left side.
There you go. There you go.
She
good
traveled.
Switch. Another turnover. Excellent job by Robinson defense.
19-13. Raiders down 6 to the basketball. 1:58 to play in the third quarter. Plenty of time.
That's their 9th turnover of the game.
Here's Jones with it right wing. Drives on the bucket. Dumps it on the floor.
Bounce fast, girls. Bounce fast. There you go.
Blank. Out to Marissa Zane. Drives on
Marissa.
It.
That's a foul.
Takes it in on Vandershiff.
Wow.
Vandershiff out with it on the run. Brings it up. Dishes off underneath. There's the foul. And the missed the shot.
That's a good foul.
Jones will get the foul. Free throws coming.
Good foul by Caitlin on the run out. Can't let her have that easy. Marissa Zane had a nice drive to the hole and definitely got fouled by Vandershaff.
Yeah, I'm surprised we didn't get the call there.
Wow.
Olivia Taylor at the line and in and out on the first. No harm yet. 1:33 left here in the third quarter. Second one on the way and missed it as well. But they got the rebound. Stepping in. Here's Vandershiff up in a crowd. Missed it. Rebound.
Grab it, girls.
Grab. Scrambled four. Tied up. And a jump ball. Arrow pointing to the Raiders. Listening to Raiders basketball on WTYE-FM. WTYEFM.com on the internet.
All effort, Taylor Blank. Man, you can count on her. Elizabeth Shea comes in the ballgame for the Maroons. Had a good first half.
So Shea on for Blank. Raiders down six. Over to Dickerson.
Hit that, Marissa.
Jones from three. Needs one. Won't go in.
Dang.
Hey, I like that she keeps putting the ball up.
She's a player. We need her.
Here's Vandeschef outside the three-point arc. Feeds the corner. They look for her underneath. She's got it. This is trouble. Layup good.
Marissa didn't know if they were in zone or man there, I don't think, Mike. I'm not sure what we were doing on these.
He's got 15, and it's back to an eight-point deficit. And we're inside a minute to play in the third. Here's Jones on the left wing. Drops it inside to Dickerson on the glass. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by Shea.
Nice rebound by Shea. Too far under. Is she not getting fouled?
Too far under, I guess. Here it comes back out to Zane. Marissa will set it up. 35 seconds to play. Pull up three. Missed it. Rebound grabbed by the Warriors over to Vandeschelt. Drops it back out top to Mishler. Down to 20 seconds. Need to make a stop here. Don't want to go down double digits.
Yep. You got to deny Vandeschelt the ball now. Deny her the ball. Deny her the ball, Marissa. There you go.
We're down to 8 seconds to pull it back out. And they're driving. They kick it to Vandeschelt. She'll get off the shot from the baseline. Missed it on the floor, and there's the horn. We played three, and it's 21-13. Raiders held it just 2 points that quarter. We've got a quarter of basketball left here in this Elite Eight game from Germantown Hills, Illinois. Weber Jewelry on the square, First National Bank of Robinson and Oblong, and Sparks Auto, Route 33 between Robinson and Oblong, and the Trophy Room. Proud to be sponsors of this Class 8, eighth grade, Class 3, I think they call it, state finals here in Germantown Hills today.
Yeah, Class 3.
Well, we didn't cut into that lead. In fact, we made it a little worse. We're going to have a good fourth quarter. Just got to see the ball go through the net. I think we're getting our shots and just not converting.
Yeah, Maroon's struggling offensively as far as, like you said, ball's going through the hole. We're getting good shots. Offense is working. We just need them to drop. We get hot here in the second half. I mean, they've not gotten down so far, like you mentioned, getting down in those double digits. And we held it to an eight-point deficit. And, you know, we've got the players to do it. We've got the defense to do it. We just got to get the ball to go through the hole and keep pounding the boards. They're not going to quit, Mike. We got 6 minutes to make this up and send us on in the state rounds. And
here we go. Raiders back on the defensive end now. Vandeschelt with the basketball. Guarded by Marissa Zane. Takes it right side. Gets it back out top. They swing it over here to Terry. Back on the glass. Missed the shot.
There we go.
Rebound pulled down by Marissa Zane. This is off to Jones. Pull up 15-footer in and out. No good. Rebound to Vandeschelt. Another good shot from Jones. It just would not go down.
Yep.
Mishler with it at the point for the Warriors. Takes a right side, guarded by Jones. Cross-court pass now into the hands of Nora Johnson for the Warriors. They leave her alone, and the timeout taken by the Warriors. They're up 21-13, 5:24 to play here in the ballgame. Today's broadcast brought to you in part by Tracy Insurance and Robinson Oblong. Bryant Auto, Premier Auto Detail, Burke Auction Realty between Oblong and Robinson. Just 5:24 left here in the fourth, down 21-13. Winner comes back this evening and plays at 5 p.m. The Raiders are going to have to rally.
Yep. I think may have to test. I think you'll see Coach Brogan come out in the full court press, probably man-to-man. But we've got to turn create some turnovers here and just try to keep the ball out of Vandeschelt's hands. The other girls look to her. I mean, they can score, but they absolutely look to her to score on every possession. So we've got to deny her and just try to get some easy buckets. Alexia Zane back on Vandeschelt.
Warriors back with it. Basketball. Over to Olivia Taylor. Good defense there from Shea, shutting her off. Warriors working it outside the three-point arc.
Yeah, they're not going to be in any hurry now. We're going to have to really maybe do some traps.
The defensive pressure again applied by the Maroons. Warriors outside the three-point arc, just working it around the perimeter.
That's what that timeout was about, Mike.
I want to run down some of this clock. 4:50 to play.
He doesn't care to to shoot, and that's smart. Good coaching right here. We got to turn up the defense.
Raiders coming out with some pressure. Vandershell with the basketball. Sees it at half court. All the way out, and they slow things down. Weber ready to check in. Bad news is we got fouls to give. We're going to have to start giving them.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. They're getting the foul team ready.
Foul squad right now.
Vandershell feeds the corner.
That's a travel.
Sure looked like she walked.
Absolutely.
Pull it back out. Coach Brookman getting her bench ready to come in.
We're not in foul trouble. I mean,
no, we're going to have to commit some fouls.
Yeah, we don't have anybody with more than two. She traveled again, Mike. Every time she catches the ball.
And they just move it side to side and run the clock down to 4 minutes now.
We got a foul.
And Marissa comes out and creates the foul as Coach Brookman says, hey, we got a foul. Look to see if we take a timeout here. Probably not. Here they come. Now she's going to have six on the floor.
Whoa. Yeah. Hold one of them up, Coach.
Pulls one back.
There you go.
You got to come in and commit the foul, so they'll pull the starters out. Tyler Weber was ready to come in anyway, and she brings in
we've got Manhart.
Reagan Manhart in
McNair,
the game. Addison McNair.
Gower.
Addison.
And
Madeline Myers.
Myers, yep.
Gower on the floor.
Fowler. We're going to watch Vandershaft. Don't leave her alone. You got foul, guys. That's what you're in there
and
for.
Vandershell up, and they foul her. Knock her to the floor. But, that's what you got to do. You got to.
Before the shot, you know, is, I'm sure, ideally what she wants there. But
we'll shoot two. Vandershell at the free throw line for two.
I'm not sure who they called foul on me. Sorry.
21-13 to score. Raiders are down. Vandershell's free throw, nothing but net. That's 16 of their 22 points. The starters back on for the Raiders. 3:59 left in the game. Vandershell gets one more. Missed that one. The rebound grabbed by Marissa. Raiders down nine. Here's Marissa going coast to coast. On the floor, though, lost control, and the ball picked up by the Warriors. Vandershell out with it. Now you got to probably foul again.
Yeah.
They can't catch her.
Foul, guys.
We have, what, 14 fouls?
Just hold somebody else down here, guys.
Alexa Zane with the foul. That's his third, her third. 3:39 to play.
Yeah, both the Zane girls have three.
15 foul. Brooklyn going to stay like they are. Warriors to take it out of bounds. Good pressure on the inbounds play. It's stolen by Zane. That was a headsy play. Stole it and threw it on the floor.
Nice play.
As she went into the bleachers.
Got to shoot early, girls.
Here she is, three on the way. Nailed it. Zane hits the three and a quick timeout taken by Coach Brooklyn. 22-16. We're down six. Big time shot there from Marissa Zane. Day's Pest Service, Reinald Heckman Brink, LLC, Jerry Lawhead, Edward Jones, Financial Advisor, and Raw Raw Soap Company, proud to support Raider basketball here at the state tournament in Germantown Hills, Illinois, just outside Peoria, just up the road from Peoria. 198-mile drive, if you want to know. Yeah. A lot of fog and that stuff on the way.
After the fog, it wasn't near as bad as what I was expecting. It was long. I think we made it in about 3:15.
It wasn't a bad drive.
Yeah, something like that.
The Raiders scrambling. They're down six. Winner comes back at 5 p.m. this evening.
Well, again, Mike, not really any foul trouble to say. I mean, with 3 minutes to go in the game, we got Marissa and Alexia both with three and David Blank with two. So Coach Brookman can roll with her starters if she wants. You know, and obviously on a dead ball situation, she might have some girls to foul. But
well, both the Zane girls got to stay on the floor.
Yeah.
You can't have them get –
Yeah.
You know, you
and
get
Caitlin Jones. She's capable of hitting a big three.
Yeah.
And,
so both Zanes with three fouls apiece.
Yeah. Yeah. Caitlin's only got one. So.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Full court pressure applied by the Raiders. Warriors trying to get it inbounds. Still looking to get the Vandershell. She'll bring it up as Alexa Zane backs away from her. She's at half court. Zane's got to be careful. I bring it to the corner. Pressure up on her. Taylor Blank puts the pressure on Olivia Taylor.
25 is the one who needs the pressure.
Need a turnover. Going to bring Weber back in the game. Coach Brookman talking to her.
Yeah.
Going to have to put some pressure on the basketball.
Let her have the ball. Now pressure. Trap her. Ah.
Dump it inside. You're going to get a nice look at a layup up on the glass. Work the ball well inside. You got Ella Russell. Got her second field goal now, 24-16. We're down eight. Alexa Zane firing a three and missing it. Russell with a rebound for the Warriors with 2:38 to play. Bring it up to Vandershout. She holds the basketball.
I think you may have to take a chance at fouling again, Mike.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to put him on the free throw line quickly.
Yeah, right there. Fowler Taylor.
Taylor. That's Blank with the pressure. And now it's over to Russell in the corner. And you got Vandershout going through the paint. Layup good. And we're in trouble. Down 10 now. 26-16. 2:11 to play here in the fourth quarter. Zane with it. Marissa over to her sister Alexia. Fires a long three. Hit it. 26-19. We're not done yet. 1:56 to play. The full court pressure on. They're having trouble getting it in. Vandershell with it.
Right there.
They're coming. They get a timeout taken by German Hill. Germantown Hill takes the timeout. Their coach wants to talk. Kylie Weber checking in for the Raiders. I think you got to put them on the foul line.
Yeah.
You know, you get it.
Yeah, and anybody but Vandershaft. I mean, foul any of the other girls, hold them, taking the ball out of bounds, deny her with two girls. And
No one's hit a free throw but Vandershaft.
And no one's even shot anything but a layup.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, they can't be ready, if you will. So
I think they've been told that. I think they don't shoot anything but a layup unless you're the –
other than her.
The Vandershaft girl can go anywhere she wants.
And she's quite the standout. She is a heck of a ball player.
Well, she handles the ball well with either hand. That's what's been
– at her size, well. That's hard to deal with at this level. But, yeah, we need to just continue the pressure, full court press. And I think with a minute 48, down seven, like you said, we got to take our chances with sending them to the foul line and hope to miss. Rebound outlet. And the Zane girls have both shown they can hit the threes. Caitlin Jones, we know, can hit a three. Kylie Weber in the game, she can shoot the ball. We got to take quick shots. Don't wait around and pound the board.
Right out of bounds to the Warriors with 1:48 to play to kick it in bounds here to Mishler and immediately Fowler.
That's smart. Good job, Caitlin.
Caitlin Jones with her second foul. Next one will put them on the free throw line. 1:46 to play, and the Warriors will take it out again across the sideline right in front of the scorer's table. Warriors have it. A lot of pressure. And they're going to throw it short. Stolen there by Weber.
Oh, no.
No, she did not travel. Well, Dickerson got in her way, and she couldn't get stopped. Oh, a turnover gives it back to the Warriors. Tough break there. Weber had it.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. Yeah. There was nothing.
Haley just kind of got in the road there.
Yeah.
Warriors got to get it inbounds. They drop it to Vandershout. That's the one you don't want to foul. Let her move the basketball. Marissa on her.
Make her get rid of it.
Push her up on her. That's how you get rid of it. Ran her over, and it'll be 1-1 for Vandershout at the free throw line. Kelly's laughing about it. Marissa laid a pretty good lick on her.
Yeah, she went for the ball.
Oh, she was going for the ball. Yeah, no question.
You got people asking for intentional. It wasn't. That's not even close to an intentional foul call.
Yeah, no problem there. Free throw coming from Vandershout.
Marissa can't foul again. We got Marissa Zane with four fouls now.
That one had some rain on it, didn't it?
Yeah, she's steady from line.
She made that one 27-19.
I've got her 5 for 8 from line right now.
One more coming. Got them both.
6-9.
Back to a 9-point game. 28-19. Germantown with a minute and a half to play. Here's Alexis Zane over to Jones. Got to get the shot up quick. Ball on the floor, out of bounds. Jump ball, the arrow pointing to the Raiders. Raiders have it out of bounds. Marissa Zane to take it out. Waits for Jones to come get it. She's got it. Caitlin on the dribble. Over to Weber. Kayla gets it over to Marissa Zane.
You got to shoot, girls.
A lot of contact to grab Alexa's arm. Gets it to Marissa Zane. He's a pick. Drives through double team up on the glass and hit it. 12 for her. 28-21. Back to a 7-point game. Vandershef with the basketball. And there's a reach-in foul on Jones. But Georgetown Hill's doing a really good job getting the ball to their key player and letting her go to the free throw line. No one else, you know, she gets it. She can handle it because she's such a good ball handler.
Yeah, and we've used every starter other than Callie Dickerson on her to defend her. She's a tough matchup.
Blank back in for Weber. And Vandershell at the free throw line for the 1-on-1. It's 18 foul on the Raiders. Germantown been whistled for just two fouls. Man, she hits that one as well. She's got 21 of their 29 points.
7 of 10 from the line.
And this one's going to be good as well. When she's had to make them, she's hit them four in a row now.
Yeah.
30-21, a 9-point game. We're inside a minute to play. Ball towards Zane. She picks it up, rides for the bucket. This is down underneath, fumbled out of bounds. Last touch by the Warriors. Raiders will get it with 40 seconds left in the ballgame. And Germantown Hills crowd coming to their feet. Raiders have stood pretty much the whole game. A student body has across the way.
Yeah, I don't think it's that down.
Well, shot taken from the outside, no good by Jones. Rebound. Vandershelt's got it. She's in the center of the floor and goes to the dribble and will foul her again. And this one on Dickerson. Be her first. But with just 31 seconds left in the game now, Raiders have ran up against a pretty good basketball player and a team that's going to advance. Vandershelt at the free throw line for the 1-on-1.
You're fine, sir. Got some guys in front of me.
Yeah, they're all fine. You throw up, and Vandershelt hits her fifth in a row. And her 22nd point, I think. Coach yeah. Brookman wants to take a timeout. And she'll talk things over here with her squad. You know, sometimes you take a timeout in this position with 10-point deficit, just 30 seconds left. Making sure to remind how good a team they've had here.
Yeah,
your last right. chance really to talk to them on the floor. This is not about strategy more than it is how to handle this. Yeah.
Appreciation. I mean, you got a 22-1 Robinson squad with a great coach and a great group of girls, great group of parents, student body, everything. This is time, like you said, Mike, our girls are going to be upset. There's no question. But in the long run, in the big picture, there's nothing to be upset about. They've had an amazing season.
That's what she's talking to him about right now. You can just see it.
Yeah.
And just everybody's paying attention, going over how we're going to do this. And we're down 10, just 30 seconds to play.
And I love the five that come out in the quarter still. I mean, you can see it in their face. They're figuring out how they're going to win this ballgame.
Yeah,
you know?
There's no give up in the ones that are here tonight or this morning.
Just it's
there's no nobody's got their head down, that's for sure.
True sign. There's a lot of success to come out of this group for the Robinson Lady Marines. Really excited for them.
Vandershell with the second free throw, and it's going to be good as well. And she has nailed it. Hadn't seen 32-21. Germantown with it. Here's Zane. Marissa Zane drives, pulls it back out, takes a jumper, partially blocked, ball out of bounds, and that'll belong to Germantown. Raiders are going to press now with 22 seconds left. Just see if Germantown Hills gets the ball into number 40, Isabel Vandershelt. They tried to get it to her. She's got it. You see that?
Yeah, she just, man.
She picked off her player and knew how to get the basketball.
Yeah, she's a really smart player, too.
Marissa after her. Marissa bumps up on her. And let her dribble it out. Kelly's told him not to foul. Push off underneath, down to 4 seconds. Germantown Hills is going to advance. They got it. Hold it up above their head. 32-21 will be the final here this morning. Germantown Hills, the Warriors have defeated the Middle Middle School Raiders in this Elite Eight quarterfinal contest here this morning, 32-21. The girls go through the line, shake hands. And I'll tell you what, all of our young ladies got their heads up. See some tears coming out now, but they played well and represented the town and the school exceptionally well here this morning. Coach Kelly Brookman applauding the crowd that took the time to come a long way to this game here today. And can't say enough about the way this team's handled themselves here. Raiders heading to the locker room, but a great season for them, finishing now 22-2 on the year, losing 32-21 to the hometown host team, Germantown Hills Warriors, who will advance and play at 5 p.m. is the upcoming game, which will be played here in just a few minutes. That'll be down Stride Valley against Piatone. It'll be the next game, as those teams will be on the floor here shortly. Ryan's running through the stats as he's got to, you getting close?
Yeah, I think I've got that. I've got...
kind of running through. It doesn't take long to do Germantown.
Yeah, no. Of their, Germantown's 32 points. Mike, I've got Isabel Vanderschaft with 24 of those. And she ended up...
Yeah, I got
10 of 13 from the free throw line and didn't miss a free throw in the fourth quarter. She was 6 of 6. So just a phenomenal player that we ran up against today. And you got to give her a lot of credit. She played smart. She played with class. She was just really tough to defend. Hard worker. One of those girls, like, she didn't take anything for granted. She worked as hard as anybody on the floor. So real impressive performance by her. 24 points out of Vanderschaft for the Germantown Warriors. For the Robinson Lady Maroons, our leading scorer throughout the season, Marissa Zane, finished the game with 12 points. I had her for 3 rebounds, an assist, and a steal, and just played her heart out. Had her fair share of time on the defensive side of the ball against Vanderschaft. I had Taylor Blank for 2 points and 3 rebounds, and Taylor's just all effort, as always, and plays her heart out. Really good basketball player for the Maroons. Alexia Zane hit a big 3 in the second half to pull us, I believe, at that point within 6. And I think that was as close as we got in the second half, making our little bit of a run before a tough fourth quarter. I had Callie Dickerson with 4 to round out the scoring for the Maroons with 21 points as they lose this one by 32.
You know, I think the thing you look at, obviously they had one girl with a lot of talent. We had several girls that got some skills, but we shut everybody down but her.
Yeah.
I think we took everything away from them but her. And once they and she had a height advantage. I don't know that we got that across to you folks out there, but the Vanderschaft girl, a tall, solid-built girl.
Yeah, tallest girl on the floor, strongest girl on the floor.
Yeah, I thought our kids did all they could with her.
Yeah.
We drew some fouls on her, and in my opinion, weren't called.
Yeah, I would agree with that early. I mean, I thought we had a chance to get her in some foul trouble, and it looked like to us that maybe we did, and those weren't called. But, you know, I mean, we are on their floor, and they weren't blatant fouls. She was a smart player, you know, so a lot of positional fouls that can go either way. So wasn't anything on the officiating as far as the outcome of the game or anything.
Consistent.
But I agree with what your kind of your sentiments there, Mike, in that as far as a team, the five kids on the floor, I'm not so sure that we weren't rounded out a little better as a team. We were definitely a quicker basketball team and probably a better defensive team. They just had a standout player today that was very physically hard to handle.
Weren't you impressed with the way Marissa Zane stepped up there at the end? I thought that just tried to do what she could do, and obviously a very talented basketball player, finishes with 12 points again today against competition above and beyond what you normally see in a grade school game.
I was incredibly impressed with Marissa, and I'm incredibly impressed with this entire team and Coach Brookman, the job she's done. But, yes, you're right, and I think it's okay to point out how Marissa stood out to us in this playoffs. The tournament started, Marissa's the type of player that could have averaged over 20 points a game throughout the season. She didn't do that. You know, she made the other players, her teammates and her sister, better. And when it came time to win in advance, Marissa really stepped up, and we saw what kind of ball player she can be. And she's got a real bright future, Mike. She's really got a shoulders.
I think it's a good nucleus there of all these young ladies on this team. And
I agree.
Yeah, I mentioned to it during the game. Even though you got certain girls are going to play a lot and certain ones are not, when they practice every day, it takes all of them to get them all to get that good group rolling. You got to have all of them. I think sometimes you lose sight of that.
No, that's a great point. We talked about Kylie Weber coming in the game today and how effective she was and how quick and her tenacity and such. Well, that's, I'm assuming, who's probably guarding Marissa Zane a lot in practice.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you're talking a high caliber guard that on most teams is playing all the time, you know. So, yes, I agree 100%. We have a team that we're getting ready to deliver to our high school program that can flat out play. It's not just one player. Like, we've got a group.
Yeah. Yep. Let's introduce you one more time to the Lady Raiders that finished the season 22-2 before we check out from the side here at the Elite Eight. Caitlin Chisholm, Anna Hartgrave, Addison McNair, Madeline Myers, Reagan Manhart, Faith Watts, Grace Gower, Elizabeth Shea, Kylie Weber, Caitlin Jones, Callie Dickerson, Marissa and Alexia Zane, and Taylor Blank. Coached by Kelly Brookman, they got to the Final Eight. They finished the season 22-2 here at the 8th grade state quarterfinal game in Germantown Hills, Illinois. And that's going to wrap it up here from the host floor here this morning. For Ryan Bryant, it's Mike Scheimer. We'll see you Tuesday night. Dale and I will be in Charleston for the Maroon Contest. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast here, Raider Basketball. If you see any of those advertisers I mentioned several times here this morning, hey, so that if they help, we don't all get to listen and see them. So take a second, say hi to those folks. Good enough, Ryan, ready to head home?
Yeah, I really appreciate you having me, Mike, and I could not have enjoyed traveling with you with this and just watching the effort out of these girls. I'm just incredibly impressed.
Well, let's head home, and there's no fog.
Yep.
All right, from Germantown Hills, Illinois, Mike Scheimer, Ryan Bryant. Raiders have lost once again a final 32-21. Good afternoon, everyone.